Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Thought Topic. I am here with the one and only
Bree Duncan.
Hi, Queen.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the podcast. So, Bree is just an iconic hot girl. Duh. That's how everyone is who is on my podcast. But I'm obsessed with you, one, because you're friends with my besties. Your besties are my besties. So by association, we are also besties.
Absolutely. Queen Georgia, shout out.
Queen Georgia, friend of the pod. So yeah, but what's funny about the way I know you is in my mind, I had already like met you and partied with you.
Yes.
Like I feel like...
I love it.
Anytime I've seen you like hanging out with like Georgia or Deani or like any of our like mutual friends, I'm like, oh yeah, I was there too.
Literally, I thought I met you before I actually met you
today. Yeah, so when you were like, oh, I can't wait to meet you, I'm like, oh, this is awkward because we've already met.
We definitely met. We thought we did in our dreams or something.
To be fair too, I feel like in my feral like party area, my feral party era, I don't remember a lot of the things I did when I was drunk. So I'm like, oh, I probably met her when I was like fucked up one time. But anyway, part of the reason you are here joining the Thotties today is because we're going to talk about confidence, how to be confident. You have a pretty big social media following. And I feel like online you give off this very like, I am that girl. I am just a confident ass bitch. And I feel like you're an expert to talk about the topic. So
I love it.
Yeah. So we're just going to get into it.
I'm excited.
So before we get started, why don't you introduce yourself? So I'm going to give you a little rapid fire question.
Give it.
So why don't you tell us where you're from, your job / passion, your zodiac sign, your relationship status, and why or why not are you a certified thought? Go.
Okay.
You have 20 seconds. I'm ready.
So my name's Brianna Duncan. I go by Bree. Don't call me Brianna. It's not my name. That's
weird.
A little pet peeve.
Okay. I hate it when people call me like anything other than Christian.
Yes.
Like my name is Christian.
Yes.
I didn't say you could call me Chris.
I know.
Like Chris kind of gives like, I feel like that's like a douchebag boy name.
Yeah.
And I mean, it doesn't fit.
Nothing wrong with the name Brianna. It's just not my name, but Bree, whatever you want to call.
Bree is like
besides Brianna,
hot girl. Yes, I feel like Brianna is like I stay home and read books. It's giving homebody. That's
giving
like,
homebody. I'm
but
not
you're Bree.
Necessarily a homebody. Yes, Bree. So I'm from Austin, Texas.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw, baby. I was born in California, moved to Austin like first grade. So Austin's my home. And I currently am a corporate America girly.
Ooh,
super fun.
Look at that.
Yeah, I'm in sales and you know, it's a good time. I graduated college in May. So, you know, stepping into the real world.
Oh my God. Welcome.
Yes.
Let me know how you do 2 years from now when you're like,
we'll see.
It's hard out here.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's my passion, but it's stable right now. I'm having a good time. I'm learning a lot. But
what's your biggest dream in life?
Yeah, I think my biggest dream in life is being a helper,
mm-hmm.
traveling, Ooh. Experiencing things. I have a background, been through some shit, and I feel like coming out of it, something that's made me strong and heal is being a helper. So that's Aww. Definitely one of my passions.
Aww.
But we'll see where things go. My sign is a Sag.
Sagittarius are better than any of you zodiac bitches.
We love a good Sag. I'm definitely a Sag to the T.
And you're a November Sag.
Yes.
Too.
November 30th. My birthday was 2 days ago. So I'm in NYC, by the way.
Yes.
Celebrating with my girls and super excited to be here. I love the city.
Wait, real quick.
Yes. What,
give us a sign you don't like and why.
Oh my
gosh.
Just
real quick.
Okay. I feel like I'm friends with every sign.
Uh-huh.
And there's not necessarily a sign I don't like.
Uh-huh.
But Pisces are kind of annoying.
Why do I literally have the same answer?
Because you're a Sag.
Yes. Okay. Here's the thing.
We
first
just
of all, Sages get along with everybody. That's literally a characteristic of a Sag.
Yeah.
Like we're just friendly ass bitches.
Yeah.
And we're just down bitches. We're like, yeah, we'll do whatever
exactly.
people want to do.
Blessing and a curse.
Yes. Unfortunately. But the reason Pisces get on my nerves, especially Pisces men, is that they're just very like, they're like, I don't know, not even needy. I feel like they're just like, they don't really know what's going on. They like live in yeah. their own world, and I'm like, bitch, wake up.
They're also very much like not go with the flow, and that like yeah. bothers me. I'm just like, can you not complain right now?
Yeah.
And be extremely emotional and just, I don't know. I feel like my Pisces friends, I love you, okay? I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about the ones that are just never pleased.
Yeah, I there's good and say. Bad signs yes. of everyone.
For sure.
But I feel like that's a negative Pisces trait that is very annoying.
I mean, I'm a Sag and I'm never wrong, so I'm sure people are annoyed about that.
Yeah, true. Okay, what's the next one? Ooh, yeah. What, relationship status.
So I'm single, but wait for it.
Ooh.
I have a crush.
Not Georgia snapping from the
bathroom.
Georgia's
twerking right now, guys. she knows all the tea, but I have a little crush, but I'm single, no label. He's a really sweet guy, and we'll see where it goes, I guess.
There is no more exciting feeling than when you're like a single woman, but you're like kind of dating someone where yeah. you're like, ooh, this is exciting. Having a crush is like the most exciting feeling, I think.
Yeah,
I just feel like I like that.
I know, it's so I'm so giddy right now, but I think a huge thing is I'm very independent. I'm very secure in my independence. That's a huge part of my life.
Yeah,
and he like respects that, so I'm used to taking things very slow, and I really admire someone that respects independence and also has it within themselves.
Yeah.
So
I really relate to that too, because I'm a wifed up girly. Like, I'm in a relationship, and I like, for me to like be committed to someone, I also need to like have them have their own thing going on. Yeah. And because I'm always gonna do my own thing, and it just really doesn't work if you are a more independent person and you're dating someone who's very much like, oh, but what about me? Yeah. Or what about us? Like, and it could be man or woman or anything. It's just relationships like that never work out. So
for sure. I feel like being dependent on someone is also, you know, can be the biggest issue in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You're your own person. You need to love your own things, do your own things, have fun on your own, but still be able to do that with a partner.
Your boyfriend is not your identity. Yes, it's not your personality.
You. Exactly. Exactly. Perfect way to put it.
Okay. Let's see. And then why or why not are you a certified thought?
I'm a certified thought.
If your Breeze boss keeps scrolling.
No, she knows what's up. I'm a certified thought because I do not give a fuck.
Yeah.
I genuinely do not give a fuck. I feel like that is a mindset that I've had that has just kept me rolling, kept me happy, has kept me true to myself,
mm-hmm.
and really find self-love within myself. So it's a great mindset, and it makes me a thought. Ooh.
Well, and I feel like that's really like what it comes down to when you're talking about, oh, I feel liberated, I feel independent. It's just, you really can't care that or put that much merit into what other people think,
yeah.
or how other people are gonna like, you know, judge you based yeah. on your own life decisions. And I don't know, that's what I try to inspire people to do with this show. So
I love that.
Love it.
I love it.
Real quick, we're gonna do a quick little game of fuck, marry, kill.
Okay, I'm so down. I have for some,
it. Just so people can know like your flavor, your type. So okay, first one is fuck, marry, kill. Justin Bieber, Adam Levine, and Ed Sheeran.
Fuck. I instantly thought I was gonna say kill Adam Levine, but then Ed Sheeran popped up.
I know, that's
are
that's
you
a
fucking
twist.
Kidding me?
That's a twist.
Okay. Ed, baby, love you, but you're just not my type.
Die.
So die. Unfortunately, I would give you a non-painful death because you're a sweetheart and your music is very sweet, sir. George is laughing at my jokes. Thanks, bestie. I don't want to fuck Adam Levine's STD ass. Are you kidding me right now? I guess. But Justin's daddy, like I'm a believer. Ooh. I was a fan. I met him twice, fifth grade, seventh what? Grade, backstage passes. I was a diehard fan.
Oh,
I'll have
God.
To show you the pictures after this. But Mary, obviously, yeah. like I will forever have a crush on him. I guess I'll fuck Adam Levine and then I'll ghost him and never speak to him again. I don't know what else to do with that.
Oh my
that was
God.
Good, Christian.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I was inspired by that TikTok trend.
Yeah.
And honestly, my answer is the same. Mainly because I can pull an Adam Levine mistress card if I fuck him and like make a video that gives me clout for it. So I feel like that's the biggest win out of all of this. But yeah, I agree. Ed Sheeran is, I don't know. I just, there are certain.
It's sweet, but it's not for me.
Yeah, no. Okay, I have a female edition.
Okay.
Okay. So, fuck, marry, kill Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift.
Stop. Stop. This one's so hard.
Go off.
Okay. Well, Chloe is a major barb.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
And Chloe
is Georgia's sister.
She's in the building.
It's funny because I remember last summer we all went out together one night and we were in an Uber or something and someone put on Nicki Minaj and Chloe was rapping for her life.
Yeah.
I was like, where did that come
from? Wait, the other day Georgia said like she saw Chloe like vigorously texting and she looked over and it was like Nicki drama, like sticking up for her. Like, of course. But yeah, I mean, I think I'd fuck Nicki.
Yeah.
Queen.
Yeah. No, Nicki would fuck you.
I would be more than happy for that. I literally love Taylor Swift so much, but...
Oh, she said but.
She said but. I love her. Like, I am a Swiftie. I will sing all 10 minutes of All Too Well till the day I die.
Mm-hmm.
But Ariana Grande is just it for me.
She just has wifey energy.
Like... Save Your Tears.
Yeah. Her oh, part. I love that song. Aww.
When she's on Jimmy Kimmel doing like the impressions. The
song? Yeah.
She does the impressions. I'm like, you are a superhero.
Ariana so Grande. Talented. Okay. I love her. She does kind of give theater kid vibes though. That's okay.
Well, I did theater in middle school. So there you go.
I was going to say that's her toxic trait. Yeah. She gives off theater kid. But I'm a big Ari stan.
Okay.
Embarrassing fact about me. Ariana Grande is always on my Spotify Wrapped for like 5 years strong.
I love it.
But I remember the year she came out with Sweetener. One of my friends texted me and he was like, why is Ariana Grande one of your top artists? That's embarrassing. You need to grow up.
I love it.
I just like pop music.
I like pop.
Sue me.
She's
whatever.
A vibe. I might not be able to sing like her, but I will try.
I would. In my head, I can sing like her.
I can do it. But I'm doing it soft looks, but.
Yeah, same. I'm
Ariana's
superficial.
Just so cute. She's like a little anime character. I just want to give her a big old kiss.
Yeah. No, I have to agree. You know what it is? Okay, I'm kind of a hater. I never really liked Taylor Swift that much.
Yeah.
Until I found out she was a Sagittarius. Then I was like, okay, I respect her a little bit more.
I believe you saying that.
And something I also realized is that I'm more like Taylor Swift than I thought because her and I have the same sun sign, the same moon sign, and the same Venus. So I was like, damn, I can't hate on her.
You've done your research.
Like me. I honestly, you know what it is? I listened to this other podcast that is all like celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
And when I was listening to it, they were talking about Taylor Swift and they were like, oh, she's a sun Sag, a moon Cancer. Her Venus is in Scorpio. And I was like, this bitch stole my look.
Yeah. Why are we twins?
Yeah. So I have to respect
her. But she's famous.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I'm like weird because I also wrote that Romeo and Juliet song, but okay. Whatever.
Or you're like, Taylor, I'm coming for you. I promise.
Yeah. But I agree with both your answers. So yes. Well done. You passed the vibe check.
Okay.
Round of applause for Bree.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So let's get into the topic for today.
Yes.
So like I said, today we're going to be talking about just confidence, you know, a popular topic on Thought Talk, a popular thought topic.
Yes.
And so like I said, I feel like earlier I mentioned your online persona. If you guys don't follow Bree, we'll have her plug her socials at the end, but her TikTok and her Instagram is just funny videos or like fun posts about like you going out with your friends or like you wearing different outfits. And honestly, that's the kind of content that's really popular on social media right now.
Yeah.
And so it's funny because whenever I look at like my favorite influencers or favorite people I follow and I read their comments of their videos, it's always people being like, how do you look this good? How do you feel good about yourself? And I think people kind of like being able to comment those types of things on people's videos because they're like, oh, people I know aren't going to see this and I can ask this person or look to this person for inspiration. And I just feel like that's what you give off. Like your brand is very fun, very like feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to ask you, some of your thought tips for feeling confident.
Yeah.
So what makes you feel confident, and have you always felt that way, or is it like something you discovered kind of recently?
Yeah. I feel I'm in a very confident era of my life right now.
Confidence era.
My confidence era purr. But I have not always felt this way. Like, even to this day, I'd be lying if I said I didn't have insecurities. Everyone does. It's yeah. normal, and it needs to be normalized.
Totally.
But I think it's really empowering to speak out about being confident. Confident.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely taken a lot. I'm in a mindset where, like I said earlier, I just don't give a fuck what people think about me. At the end of the day, people are going to talk shit about you. Although I post normal things on Instagram, you know, outfit of the day, you know, me in a little bikini, whatever, me with my friends. I definitely have like aesthetic that can be compared or similar to like an influencer aesthetic. I do always still try to be extremely transparent on my page.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I'm talking about my boob job that I have. I'm extremely transparent about that.
Yeah.
I post about it. I'm not like, I just post like about surgery, or
if someone asks, like, you're gonna tell them. You're not gonna be like,
yeah,
I just look this way, babe.
No,
I didn't know you had a boob job.
You didn't,
queen.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, yeah, super transparent about that. Like, I'll be at a club and some girl will come up to me and be like, your boobs are so nice. And I'm like, oh, they're fake. Like, do you want my doctor?
No, that is so okay. I've talked about this with Deani too, but that's so important because like people really. People compare themselves to people online all the time.
Exactly.
And as much as no one wants to admit it, like, that actually, like, that happens. Like,
yeah.
That's just what we do.
It's normal.
And it's just, I think if you want to alter your body in any way, totally do that.
Yeah.
But I think it is helpful to people when you are transparent about it, because then they're not like, oh my God, why don't I look this way or whatever? Yeah. You know what I mean?
I will stand by this. You have to be transparent about it. And I really don't respect it when people aren't, because mm-hmm. it gives off, it feeds into the, what's the word? The society standard,
like, standard
that people have, and people are comparing themselves to these models who are using Facetune and have BBLs and boob jobs and are saying it's natural and it's not. And
I worked out.
Yeah, I was working out. Look, subscribe to my workout page. Yeah, you want to get paid, whatever.
Right.
And it's I want people to know that it's okay to not be 100% natural, but to be transparent about it and creates a space for people to be comfortable in.
Yeah.
To not like something about themselves.
Yeah, totally.
No one looks in the mirror and it says, oh, I love every single thing about myself. I was watching an interview with Hailey Bieber and she was literally mentioning how
my queen.
My queen. She feels stupid saying it, but there's stuff she doesn't like about herself because she's labeled as one of the most beautiful people on human. It's like, it's okay for her to think that, and everyone thinks that, and if you want to alter it or fix something, do it.
Well, the thing is too, is I feel like when you I don't mean to go on like a pretty privileged tangent,
yeah,
but when you are a conventionally attractive person and you do get a lot of attention, you also get a lot of criticism with that as well.
Absolutely.
So I could see someone like Hailey Bieber or someone who is like in a very like public space. Those people often tend to be the most insecure just because they're subject to that criticism all the time. And it takes such a toll on your mentality, like on your mental health.
Absolutely.
I know for me, even when I've like had like my few TikToks like do really well and I get like a random like troll comment that's like, you're mid, I'm like, I'm ugly.
And it's literally
I should kill myself.
It's literally a bald fat guy that's 5'5" that's right. saying that. I'm like, babe, go under the bridge. You look like a troll where you belong.
See, that is the response you should have instead of me spiraling alone where I'm like, you have a point.
I'm sure if they had a PP enlargement, you would partake in it. You're just too broke.
No.
Sorry.
Sorry. No, but there is such validity to what you're saying
yeah.
about transparency. And honestly, I feel like that's the era we're in general when it comes to influencers. Like, people, and I'm grateful, like, TikTok has created space for that
yeah.
where people really genuinely want public figures, influencers, celebrities that they truly can relate to, or that are just transparent about their relatability.
Yeah.
They're not trying to like fake it. You know what
for
I mean?
Sure,
like,
for sure.
Like, I mean, I guess that's what the Kardashians always get slammed for, right? Because they're like trying to pretend they're like us.
But it is like, annoying. I understand why they're getting slammed. It's like, people for me, I'm like, people will respect you so much more if you're honest about it. Like, mm-hmm. you want the shit talking to stop about your fake ass and your fake boobs. Be honest about it. Like, yeah. when I got my boob job, not a single person was like, oh my God, Bree Duncan got a boob job. Everyone's yeah. like, yeah, no shit. She talks about it all the time. Yeah. And like, I feel like people have respected me for that, at least somewhat. I'm sure there's jealous bitches sending my posts, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I could care less. But, you know, I respect transparency. So, you know, I want to execute that to people who follow me.
As you should. I love that. I love that. Okay. Why don't you tell us about a time that you really felt like that bitch, where you just were like, I'm a queen. You are my peasants.
Let me think.
Or like maybe a way that you can feel that way, or like how do you feel that way? What makes you feel that way?
Yeah. I feel like I surround myself around people who are constantly supporting me and hyping me up, and mm-hmm. that's like a huge thing. So find those friends that truly want the best for you, that truly see good in you. Like, Georgia's obviously one of them. Aww. I always say Georgia's my biggest hype woman. She is just,
dude, she really is.
Like, the person I call, I'll be like, I did this, and she's like, oh no, slay, you did so good. Like, I love you, you probably looked so hot doing it. I'm like, I just ran over a fucking dog. No, not actually, but like, I did something bad. She's like, oh no, don't worry about it.
You're good. Oh my God. And yeah, she is that way.
I feel like surrounding yourself around people who aren't envious of you, truly care about you, and practicing self-love,
mm-hmm.
that's huge. And it's not a flick of the switch type of thing. You don't wake up one morning and are like, I'm gonna be a bad bitch. Like, it takes, I feel like, at least for me, it takes time. Like, you go through life, you deal with society and people and judgment, and you know, it's easier said than done. But I feel like actually focusing on it and really making it a priority,
mm-hmm.
of looking in the mirror and doing something as simple as saying I love myself 3 times in the mirror, or I have a manifest journal and I write, I love myself, I'm beautiful, I'm smart, I'm kind, I'm a helper. And I really try to just dig into that and make it a part of my daily life. Like, I'm a big person when it comes to like compliments. I love complimenting people, and when people compliment me, I always say, like, I will always compliment them back. So treating people the way you want to be treated, I feel like a huge thing in my life, who that has not only made me feel confident,
yeah,
but just a better person all around, is just being kind.
Well, and it makes you feel good to make other people feel good.
Absolutely.
And I guess, like, you know, that's not the only reason you should be nice to people, but it's a big motivator, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know for me, like, when I really do something nice for one of my friends or one of my family members, like, I just feel like it genuinely brings a sense of joy that I don't experience just on my own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a different type of joy.
It's a different type of joy. And I also think mean people are insecure.
No, totally. Because it's just like, because why would someone who's genuinely happy with themselves need to hate on you?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I don't see that. Like, I don't look at a friend who's succeeding and be like, I'm jealous, like, I want to bring her down. Like, people who act that way, it is like crazy to me.
Have,
like,
you sorry.
No.
I was going to say, have you ever had a friend like that? I've had a few.
Yeah, I have had a friend like that. And for me, for a while, I didn't even notice it because it was such a subconscious, or it was such a surreal way to act to me. Like, my brain couldn't even wrap around the fact that, like, a friend would be praying for my downfall.
Yeah. Like, no, same.
Because I look at my friends and, like, I admire them. I praise them. Like, they me are too. My life. I love them so much. Like, I want the best for them. So to think that there are people out there who, they're not a real friend, first of all, but look at their friend and say, oh, I'm jealous of them, or, oh, they look better than me. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Yeah, dude.
No, I feel the same way. I had a friend before who would just always, like, low-key kind of shade me about things. Like, I remember one time I had this friend who, I was, like, in a group of friends one time, and one of my friends was like, oh, Christian, like, you've been seeing this guy, right? This was like a while ago. But she was like, oh, you've been seeing this guy. And I was like, Yeah, like, it's going really well. And she's like, oh, have you guys fucked yet? And she was trying to, like, get the details on our hookup. And so I started talking about it because, you know, like, it, like, girl talk, you know, you want to, like, tell them about your dick appointments, whatever. Yeah. So I was telling my other friend about it. And then my other shady friend interjected and she was like, oh, yeah. She was just like, yeah, you know, Christian, she just tends to just sleep with people really easily or really quickly. God. And like, whether or not that's true, the intention behind the way she said it was just like shady.
So shady.
And I looked at her like, what? Did you really just say that?
Insecure girl.
Like, girl, if one thing I'm going to own about myself, that I've been a hoe before.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say that. I mean, look at my show. You know what I mean? And so I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like when you do have people that like low key hate on you, they try to slide it in certain ways.
Yeah.
And like sometimes you feel almost like crazy for passive, calling them out because you're like, exactly. Because you're like, did they really mean it that way? Am I taking it the wrong way? Like that's how I felt in the past. And so I totally agree with you in the sense of like, if you have a friend that's like low key hating on you, like that's just going to drain your energy and that's just going to like totally derail you from like your journey of like self growth and confidence.
And going through those phases of life of like being a hoe or being wild or whatever it is that you learn from those experiences.
Right. And that's your like, that's what you're supposed to do to eventually become the person that you should be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to experience life to grow. I want friends that when I tell them about my dick appointment, they're like, yes, girl, slay, tell me every detail.
Exactly.
Like, everyone wants, like, it's normal to want to tell your friends and be supported. And it's like the fact that people can think, oh, let me be passive aggressive about something exciting my friend's telling me about is just so ick.
Yeah.
It.
Hater girl vibes.
Hater girl vibes.
Yeah.
Off with their head.
No, literally. Well, and I just think too, like,
George is laughing.
I love it. I just think in general, it's just not hard to be a good person. Like, even with people you're not close to. Like, okay, another example. I have, at one of the bars I work at, I have a coworker, and to be honest, I really don't like her that much because I just find her style of communication to be kind of like short and like a little bit like rude personally, but I feel like I am being the bigger person and it's not hard for me to do that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You're mature.
Right, because I'm just like, if she wants to be that way, that's fine. Like, I'm just gonna not give into it.
I'm not gonna entertain it.
Right, because it's just like, why am I gonna create a negative environment for myself to work in if I'm gonna have to be around this person?
I totally agree. And I feel like that's gonna protect your sanity too. And it's you're just bigger than that than to engage. And you know, let them do what they want to do. Don't engage in it.
Yeah.
What can you do about
it? Well, and I think that goes back to like when we're talking about confidence, that kind of goes back to like insecure people act that way, because if you're secure with yourself, you don't need to really retaliate because you just kind of trust that people are going to see that insecurity come out
for
Like they're going to show that insecurity at the wrong time. And then other people will see like, oh, they're being the problem. You're not being the problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is like a little thing my mom always said to me when we were young. She always said, what Susie says about Sally says more about Susie than Sally.
My mom says shit like that.
Yeah,
too.
And I'm like, it's true though. Like, if you're gonna go gossip about someone for something, this is just like an idea of like something they do.
Yeah.
That you might not align with your morals, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah.
That says so much more about you that you're wasting time out of your day to talk shit about something that someone did. It's like, find a hobby, like go do something else.
It's just a waste of your energy.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Okay. So question, kind of like shifting gears a little bit.
Yeah.
How does your self-image affect your dating life?
Yeah. Definitely think self-image can affect your dating life, first of all. But you know, if you think that you are an ugly, worthless piece of shit, you're not going to attract people
who are good to you.
Yeah, who are good to you. And bottom line, end of the day, and that's where it aligns with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand being insecure, and there's obviously days where everyone feels that way. But you have to prioritize your self-image. And with dating life, it's so interesting because I would say I'm a very confident person, but before first dates, like, I am a nervous fucking wreck.
Really?
I am guzzling wine, calling all my friends. I'm like, give me a pep talk, give me a pep talk. And then the second I'm with the person, I'm like, so chilled. Chill girl vibes. Like, I'm like a different person. You're like,
I'm crushing this date.
I'm like, if you would have seen me before,
like 20 minutes ago, before,
yeah, you would be like, are you okay? Do you like need to be on a ventilator?
Right.
I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Like, I'm good. No, honestly, I get that. I remember, I think this was like in 2019 when I was just like in my single girl era and I was like, ooh, I'm just going to go on a lot of dates. Like, yeah, that was my first time like really using like Hinge and shit. I used to kind of be the same way too. But I think what kind of helped me is I did the process of getting ready for dates. I made it kind of a fun thing. Like, I would have certain things I would do to kind of like ease my nervousness.
Yeah.
Like, I remember at the time I had roommates. I lived with two other people. And if one of my roommates was home before I was getting ready for my date, I would like have them help me pick out an outfit or sit with me while I like did my makeup. And we would just like talk and, you know, kind of like ease my way into it. It's kind of like a warm up for the date.
Friends. Yeah. Love it.
Exactly. So, yeah. But I remember there was one time.
Tell.
This is so bad.
Spill.
I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before. If I have, it was a long time ago. But I remember one time in 2019. Oh my God, wait, this is funny. Okay, there's two parts to the story. First part of the story, I was going to go on a date with this guy. And I had met this guy at the party that I had met our mutual friend Georgia at.
Yes.
Shout out. Take a shot every time we say Georgia.
She's twerking right now, guys. She's twerking.
Yes. But I had met this guy at the party I met Georgia at, and I remember I went up to him and I was like, because we were in like this nice penthouse or whatever, and I was like, oh my God, this house is ridiculous, right?
Nice penthouse in New York City.
Right. And I was just like making fun of like, we're acting like fucking idiots in this random person's apartment, and he goes, this is my apartment.
Stop.
He goes, I live here.
I just totally believe that. And like, I could see it.
Well, because I was like drunk. It was like 4 a.m. at an after party. And I was just like, I don't know, talking shit.
Yeah.
And he like thought it was funny that he just like let me go. I was like, my friends are just being stupid. And I just met these cool girls. And I was just like telling him about my night.
Yeah.
And he was like, so I live here. And I'm like, oh, well, this is embarrassing. And he was like,
oopsie doopsie.
Right. And then he was like, oh, but you're cute. Like, we should go to dinner this week. And I was like, okay. So I went on a date with this guy one time, and I was kind of nervous because he was like one of the first like really wealthy people I went out with. Or not like, I don't know how wealthy he is, but that apartment was really fucking nice. So I assume he has money. So
it had a doorman and everything.
That place is nice. It's also the place where like, if you live in New York, like all the like rich male hoes live. It's like a really nice luxury apartment in Midtown, but whatever. Anyway, so I was getting ready with my roommate and I was a little nervous. And she was like helping me pick out an outfit. And I was like, let's just take shots. She was like, I'll take shots with you. Cause she was like gonna go do something later. She was like, let's just take shots. So you like calm down. And I was like, okay. And then I wasn't paying attention to the time.
Oh no.
And we just started like, and I was getting drunk.
Yeah.
And I looked down at my phone and I like, we were supposed to meet at 8 o'clock and it was like 8:30.
And she's late for a very important date.
No, literally. And I lived in Brooklyn at the time too, so I was like far away. And he texted me and he was like, hey, are you close by? And I was like, this is so embarrassing.
Stop.
So I was like, oh my God, I'm so running late, the trains are so bad. Mind you, I'm not
taking
that
was
train.
Your excuse.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was
wait,
like,
wait, he didn't call you an Uber?
No, get this. And he was like, well, where are you? And I told him, he was like, well, I'll just call you a car. It was
beautiful.
Like, I'm glad I lied.
Beautiful.
And so he called me a cab. And so I was an extra like 20 minutes late. So I was probably like a good like 45 minutes late for this date.
Fashionably late. And you looked hot doing it.
I did look hot.
Yes.
But I was also drunk when I showed up.
You were drunk.
And he was just like, what?
He was in for a wild night. And I bet he did not regret the date.
He definitely did not. You're fucking welcome. But anyway, so yeah, that was like, and honestly, I had a really fun time. Like, nothing came from that relationship.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's kind of like the fun of dating when you are in your single era, is like you can see it as an opportunity for you to just like have fun, because that's what dating should be, you know? Sure.
It should be fun, casual. We're in our 20s. Live it up. Experience things. Make mistakes. Do what you gotta do.
You know what it is too? I feel like so many people focus on dating as like they're trying to find their life partner, and they put so much like merit and stake into it.
I am so opposite of that. Like, I am a firm believer in what's meant to be will be.
Mm-hmm.
And stop searching for things like dating scene. Like, let it be fun. Let it be casual. Like, meet people, get free dinner.
But that part.
That part. But I feel like that something that has been helpful for me is everything's a perspective in life. Everything's a mindset. Like, if you're nervous or you're feeling insecure, like, just get out of that mindset.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying forever. I'm not saying it's just going to go away forever, but do your best in that moment to just snap out of it and look in the mirror and be like, I'm confident. I'm beautiful. Call a friend. Call your hype woman. And
if you need Georgia's number, let us know.
If you don't need Georgia's number, I promise you, you won't regret it. She is such a good hype woman. But it's all a mindset. And I just, be free. Have fun. Just let things go with the flow.
Yeah. Well, especially because like that, I feel like that's how you find someone who's actually good for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when you're putting in all this like anxiety and like stress where you're like, oh my gosh, does he like me?
Yes.
Why hasn't he texted me? It's like, you're taking the fun out of it. And if someone is giving you like that off like vibe where you're kind of like, I don't know if I like how they're, I don't like their behavior, that's a good checkpoint to be like, okay, this isn't fun. We're moving on.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Thinking, prioritizing, not settling, you know?
Oh yeah.
And I feel like that was big. I went to college in Arkansas.
Oh my God.
There wasn't much out there. And I feel like a lot of my gorgeous, beautiful, amazing, perfect girlfriends have settled, unfortunately, or has settled.
It's such a... Oh, sorry.
No, you're good. I was just going to say, because there's not much out there. And, you know, it's... All you can really do is drink.
Yeah. Well, okay. I will say, I dated a guy. He wasn't from the South, but he went to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I dated him when I was in college. And when I would go visit him, because I went to school in the Midwest, and when we would go visit each other at school, like, we would try to plan it around like big like events or weekends or whatever. And so I would go visit him during like big game weekends. And I remember just like going to a tailgate at Ole Miss. And one, it was like culture shock to me, because tailgating in the South is very serious.
Aren't the frat lords so hot?
I'm joking. You know what was funny too?
You don't like the beer belly?
I found the one guy too that like was not in a frat.
Oh, I love it.
And like, it was so funny because he was like, oh, I tried to like rush when I was like a freshman. I was like, this is fucking lame.
Yeah.
And I just didn't do it. Or like he like quit or something. But yeah, and I remember when we were at the tailgate seeing everyone. First of all, if you've never been to like a Southern football game or anything like that, people dress up, which is like not how they do it in the Midwest. They wear like nice clothes.
To the nines.
Like, it's very formal.
Yeah.
And you're like in 90 degree weather, sweating your titties off.
Yeah, wearing 5-inch heels.
In fucking dirt.
In literal dirt and beer and dust, must, and crust.
And they say white people have no culture.
Yeah, saddest culture, unfortunately.
Literally. And honestly, it was really fun. Like, I had a good time there. But okay, also, as a white Mexican, like, being around people like that, they'll say some out-of-pocket shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not what you think I am.
Yeah.
Like,
I might look white, but I got some flavor in me, babes.
No, do not say that around me. Anyway.
And I live in New York.
Yeah.
Bye.
No, totally. So, when we were there, I remember saying to him, I'm like, why are all the women here literally 10 out of 10s and their boyfriends look like little troll babies?
Literally.
Like, no, it's scared.
Like, so crazy. I literally have like a couple popping up in my mind right now from Arkansas that I'm just like, babes, you're stunning, and you are literally with what's that? The short little guy, the bald guy
from 90 Day Fiance.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, Ed. Perfect. That wasn't the person, but yeah, that works too.
He looks like the Mucinex guy.
I'm like, I don't know. That's why I don't know. That's very much. Hey, I don't regret going to school at Arkansas. I specifically wanted to get away from Austin, try something new.
I think that's good. I got to a do scholarship. For college,
yeah. I got a scholarship and, you know, I had a great time, but definitely didn't want to like stay there after school. I'm a city girl. I had to go back. City girl. I had to come back. But
yeah,
it's definitely a bubble.
Yeah.
It's
giving like, well, the culture in the South too is very much like get married and find your husband who will take care of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And people who live in urban areas just don't subscribe to that mentality.
Yeah.
You know? It's crazy too.
It's not my cup of tea, love.
It's really not. It's really not. But anyway, I know we kind of like got off track here, but I'm glad you understand how like the Southern college culture, because it was culture shock for me when I went.
I didn't know that you experienced it, and I wish I could have seen you at an Ole Miss tailgate. Holy shit.
I was wearing like a leather Zara skirt. Like I looked like a bad bitch. I remember too, I had these long ass like acrylics on, and they were like black and like really fucking sharp. I was in my acrylics era, and at the time too I had really dark curly hair, and this sounds so like corny and pick me to say, but I looked like Maddie from Euphoria. Like
I love it.
I believe it too. Was dressed really like edgy, I guess.
Sexy.
And I remember my ex-boyfriend's friends being like, wow, your nails are really long. And I was like,
I've never seen that before.
Right. Like, because the bitches, they're all, I mean, they all look good, but they all like, you know, blonde, white, skinny, Lululemon.
Yeah, they get their squared French tip.
Yes. Yeah. Which, honestly, we stand. If that's your thing, do your thing.
Yeah, I mean, if it's your thing, do your thing, but don't judge the acrylics.
Yeah, it was funny. It was also, what year was that? Like, what, 2016? So I was in my, like, remember how everyone did really bad makeup in 2016?
Oh, yes. I was one of those people.
I had, like, block eyebrows and, like, a wing eyeliner to my fucking temple.
I did my concealer before my foundation, if that tells you anything.
And then the concealer is, like, white. Yes. And everyone's like, you look scary. I'm like, if this is makeup.
The smoky eye.
Oh,
I did the smoky eye, but like the old school smoky eye, like the really not cute one.
James Charles had everyone in a chokehold with the Morphe palette. Yes. Like, that was the era. You had to be there. I will tell my kids about 2016.
I will tell my kids about all the things from 2016.
Okay, let's get back on track real quick.
Yes.
I love this.
I knew we were going to be off track.
Okay, so wait, why don't you tell us a cringy dating story? It can be from college you want.
Well,
just any of them.
I know. Okay.
Did you just say baldy?
No. Me and Georgia talked about this because I didn't know if I wanted to talk about it, but I'm going to.
Oh, I'm so excited.
No one's getting exposed. Unless you're on my private story, you know exactly who I'm talking about. But it's not necessarily a date.
That's a great story.
But I was really good friends with this guy in college. Best friends. Friend zoned. He definitely liked me in college, had like a long-term girlfriend afterwards. And when I moved back to Austin, this was last summer.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a call and he was like, hey, like, what's up? I know we haven't talked in a while, but I want you to come on this trip with me. And I was like, okay, like, tell me a little bit more. And he's like, well, basically me and my ex broke up and, you know, like, we've been such good friends for so long, like, I just want someone that's gonna come and just like not give a fuck and just have fun with me. Like, and I was like, oh, word, okay. Like, as friends though, right? Like, we're friends. Like, we're not hooking up.
This is not a romantic vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. And he kept being like, I'm paying for it all. Like, I'm paying for first class flights. Like, this was a 25 hour travel trip. Like, it was.
Where did you go?
We went to the Maldives.
Bitch, what? Yeah.
Okay. And so this is the Sagittarius. But
Sagittarius and you was like, yeah, as
friends. Yeah, duh. But also, like, he was friend zoned in college. Like, he was such a respectful guy, like, so sweet.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh my God, like, let's do it. Like, whatever. But I did preface, like, you know, like, we're not hooking up, like, we're just friends. And he's like, yes, like, I just broke up with my girlfriend, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So I made sure to like explain that and mm-hmm. make that aware him aware of that, and we went. Yeah, I also like did not have a reason not to trust him. And this isn't like some big like he was so bad. Like, it's not that deep, yeah. but this is definitely, I can't think of it. I also don't like go on many dates.
Yeah.
So like, I really don't have that many cringy dating stories. I feel like any guy that I've like gone on a date with, it's honestly gone well. They just like have been like too short. I'm also 5'9" and I love wearing heels. But
okay, you know what? Let me tap in real quick.
Okay,
don't hate on the short.
I know. Okay, I'm sorry. No, and I think that it can be
you're
so
like, powerful.
No, I
not
think
for
it,
me.
I think it can be so powerful with like a tall, beautiful girl with like a short guy that isn't insecure about her being tall. Like yeah. that is a move. Like
that's like my parents. My dad's a short king, and my mom's like a tall queen.
I love that. But yeah. for me, it's more like. I don't know. I just like tall guys. That's
I know what preference. You mean. You also don't want to date someone who makes it like I'm not going to notice you're short unless you talk about it 24/7. You're like, ooh, you're yeah. freaking tall. It's like, okay, well, now I'm noticing that you're a pipsqueak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pipsqueak, I love that.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, but basically, so I was like, yes, like, let's go, whatever. Like, uh-huh. it's summer.
I'm not fucking you, but yeah. I'm out.
But
let's
I'm down.
Go.
I'm down. And so we went, and it just got like, interesting. It just got weird, like his, like when we got there, the vibe obviously like was that he wanted to hook up, and I
oh,
think
no.
he thought that like taking me on this trip would like change my mind. I'm like, I'm not a gold digger. I could maybe thought people could speculate that I was, but after this trip I can tell you one thing, I am fucking not a
yeah.
gold digger.
You're like I'm sorry, I will not pop my pussy for
this. I don't care how much money you spent, like I'm not gonna compromise my comfortability to like, because you took me somewhere amazing. Like when yeah. I reiterated to you multiple times that like I wasn't down to hook up, and don't take me if yeah. that's what you want out of this. So my thought is that he expected to take me here and my mind be changed, because it was a fucking insane trip. Like it was literally like the cabanas on like that you see like from the Bora Bora photos. Like
damn.
It was unreal.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful. And it honestly pisses me off too, because like when I was telling one of my guy friends about it, he's like, Brie, like you should have expected it. Like obviously he was trying to fuck. And I'm like, dude, like.
But you also were friends with him before.
I was such
so it's
good
different.
Friends with him before. And like I reiterated to him that like I wasn't down. And like I don't want to like go too deep into it, because like I don't want to like embarrass
you're not,
him.
Yeah, you're not trying to like
yeah.
talk shit, but you're telling like what
shit.
Happened.
But yeah, but basically like
obviously there was a miscommunication on
yeah.
his end, because you clearly stated what you were comfortable with, and
exactly.
he just like didn't want to accept that.
Yeah,
and that's just what happened.
I think he thought my mind would change, and it was just wild, because I was there and I was getting uncomfortable, because like
yeah,
he was calling me like baby, and like telling the like staff that we were like on our honeymoon, and like it was like just giving me the ick.
Jordan's
yeah. like, oh yeah, I couldn't wear heels because he was short.
Oh, so that's why you brought up short kings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
Okay, so that's just another one. But
ew.
No, and I mean, I'm grateful for the trip. Like, I wish I had the money to pay him back. If I did, I would have fucking paid him back and tipped him.
Actually, all right.
Maybe not the tip.
Okay. Here, no, not
tip. Not the tip.
Not
but
the tip.
I felt guilty, and like, that's also another sad thing. Like, I was calling Georgia and I was like, I feel bad. Like, I feel bad. And she's like, don't feel bad.
No,
like,
you don't owe him anything.
Exactly.
And you know what? Here's the thing, too. It doesn't matter what you agree to at the time. You're also allowed to change your mind. So even if you did go and you're
yeah.
like, oh, maybe I'll do it. If you change your mind and didn't want to, you don't owe him anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the vibe just, like, changed. Like, when I made it clear to him and I was like, hey, like, I feel like you're coming on to me, and like I'm not down to hook up, like my mind hasn't changed, his attitude
seemed like bitter.
Became like bitter and passive, like not
ugh.
mean. He wasn't like rude ever, like he's still a sweet guy, but it was like passive. Like there'd be like a seaplane flying away because you had to get there on a seaplane, because guys, I'm not kidding, I was on an island in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
Wow.
And he'd be like, I bet you want to be on that plane, don't you? Like, you just don't worry, like three more days left with me. And I'm like,
I'm scared.
What is this vibe? Like, can you just be happy? Like, let's
you're
go
like anyway, we're in an amazing
yeah
island that like
yeah.
you were gonna go on anyway. You just invited me to come now.
Yeah. And I had like terrible jet lag, and he took it as if like I didn't want to be around him, and I'm just like
that's
I don't know, he's a great guy, honestly. It was just an unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
But
well, here's my thing too, like I really feel like Well, from a financial standpoint, one, don't ever like spend your money on somebody and then expect anything in return. Like,
exactly.
If you can't afford to like wait for them to pay you back, or like you expect something in return, like 9 times out of 10, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then also, it's like, if you guys have a friendship history, like a good friend just respects your boundaries.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And that's just like part of being a good friend, like we were talking about.
He portrayed like those characteristics all throughout high school. So, I mean, not high school, sorry, college.
Yeah.
So like, and like, it wasn't this like disaster. It was not mean, but like,
it was just awkward.
The behavior was just so uncomfortable. And like,
yeah,
we were the only Americans on at the resort. Like, I couldn't like go to the bar and like make friends. Like, I was like sitting,
like, you had to be with each other,
or I like left and like rode a bike to this like cove and like hung out with a crab. Like,
okay, like, Little Mermaid.
Yeah, it's giving Ariel.
Yes,
it's giving Ariel.
Okay, wait, that's funny. That made me think of something that happened to me. So I just went to Tulum with my boyfriend in October, and that was a vacation.
I'm jealous.
And it was really fun. But when I was there, so when I went, when you're talking about like being the only Americans there, there's a lot of Americans in Tulum, disclaimer. Yes. Or like a lot of Mexican people that live there speak English because they have a lot of American tourism. So with the area of Tulum we were staying in wasn't an area that a lot of Americans stay in. Like, we were kind of close to like the like local people of Tulum, but we were still like staying in a hotel.
Yeah.
And to walk back to our hotel, like from like the town or the beach, we had to walk through like a little neighborhood of like local people from Tulum. And one night we were walking back kind of late and it was dark out. And one thing about me, I can't fucking see. Like, I have a very strong contact prescription. I'm fucking blind. And I especially can't see in the dark. So we were starting to walk back. I'm also like, we were starting to walk, and we had to walk down the street that had no street lights, so it was just like pitch black, which sounds dangerous, but it was not dangerous. But I was like, I want to be able to fucking see. Like, so I literally I pull out my phone and I turn my flashlight on for 2 seconds. I also was wearing flip-flops too, and this road was like not paved.
Yeah.
And there's like fucking rocks everywhere.
Yeah.
And he like grabs my phone. He's like, what are you doing? Shut that off. And he shuts my light off. And I was like, excuse me,
I'm blind, I can't see.
And he goes, Christian, they're gonna know we're not from here. And I was like, bitch,
oh my god,
I think they know we're not from
here. I think it's obvious.
Like, I look like a white girl with my little blonde highlights. You're wearing a Columbia jersey. They know we're not fucking from Tulum.
They know.
And he was like, we just started arguing about it, and like literally him arguing with me about it all the way back to the hotel distracted me from the fact I couldn't fucking see, and I was walking through this like dark road. And then we got there and we just started laughing because he was like, well we made it.
Thank god. No, at nothing will Mexico stories are the best. I've had some of
great
my
time.
favorite memories in Mexico, that's for sure.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay, well, our time is coming to an end.
Okay.
So we got to wrap up real quick.
Yes.
So before we wrap up the show, Brie, why don't you give your biggest piece of advice / your thought tip to the listeners about confidence?
Yes.
Or whatever else you feel like saying.
About confidence. Just love yourself. Everything's a perspective. We're living on a floating rock, guys. Nothing fucking matters.
It's not that deep.
Yeah, it's not that deep. You know, find the people you love. Find the people that love you. Treat them good. Be a good person. Spread kindness. Be authentic.
Question mark.
So, I mean, unless people are being rude to you, then fucking rip their ass apart. But yeah, I don't know. Just love yourself. And it's a journey. I'm not there yet. I'm still on the journey. And I know for me, I started living a much happier life when I started loving myself and finding those people who truly support you, want the best for you. And a little, what's it called? Thought tip is fuck 'em. Fuck your racist and homophobic grandparents.
Yeah.
Fuck your judgmental sibling or so-called friend.
Fuck them literally and figuratively.
Exactly. fuck your controlling boyfriend and girlfriend and just fuck them. Live your life.
Yeah.
Live your life. Have fun and love yourself. I sound so cliche, but like, it's just true. Like,
cliches are cliche for a reason. It's because it's like, that's where we like find comfort and that's how we like explore ourselves and experience growth. So
really take those steps to, you know, get on that path. I promise you won't regret it. You might not get it done the first time, the second time, but just keep doing it. Try different things. Manifest journal, reading self-love books, podcast.
Like opening, this one.
like Thought Topic. Opening up to people, you know, therapy. I literally love therapy. It's amazing. It's nice being able to talk to people. I've been through shit, guys. I'm not perfect. I've gone through some things that are unexplainable, incomprehensible, but I feel like every single bad thing I've been through in my life, I've looked at it and I've been like, how can I be a better person from this?
Yeah.
And that has healed me more than I can ever explain.
Yeah.
Instead of digging yourself in a rabbit hole and thinking that you're stuck, you're not stuck. Get up. Just, I sound like Kim Kardashian. Get up and work. No, but like, seriously, like, lean on the people that love you. Like,
yeah,
people love you. I hear some of my friends talk bad about themselves. They'll be just in a depressive state or a depression state, and they're just like, I hate myself. I'm worthless. I'm ugly. And I look at them and I'm like, I literally love you so much. I admire you so much. Like, you are the only person that thinks about yourself like that. So just lean on people and love them.
Aww, and that's that on that. So yeah, I co-sign on all of that, Bree. So thank you so much.
Oh my god, thank you.
No, I love this conversation too, because I just feel like, you know, obviously you're a beautiful girl, like you're really fun, but I always love to surround myself with people who are, you know, multifaceted. Like, yes, like, you like to have fun, but you also have like a real, like, a genuine heart, and like and you value personal growth, and yeah, that's what the brand is all about.
So, I love it, and I love you, my new bestie.
We're no longer besties by association.
Yes,
it's like
no
real
longer
now.
By association, and I'm so excited for this. I'll be back in New York. Don't you worry.
Yay. Okay, so let's wrap up the show with our last segment, which is Thought Anthem of the Week. A thought anthem is a song that makes you feel empowered, like you're the most confident person in the world, like you can do anything. So Bree, what is your thought anthem of the week?
So I'm gonna align this with just a current song that I fucking love.
Yeah.
I've been blasting and it's so good. Everyone listen. It's Man Eater by Nelly Furtado.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. It's so good.
Do you have a favorite line from the song? Like a favorite lyric?
I'm a manny.
Sing it, girl. She's in the booth.
It's just a vibe. It's like windows down on a sunny day, just flipping off all the men.
Yeah. It's very like femme fatale.
Yeah, it's very, very femme, and I love it.
That's a perfect thought anthem. So, Man Eater by Nelly Furtado. It will be added to the Thought Anthem of the Week playlist, which you guys can listen to on Spotify.
I love
it. Bree, thank you so much for joining us today. Why don't you promote anything you want to promote and tell people where they can find you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Insta, Bree Duncan with two N's at the end of Duncan. And then my TikTok is, unfortunately, the username is BreeCutiePie11.
Not the 11.
But yeah, 11 is my favorite number. Angel number. But yeah, go follow me if you want.
Yeah.
You can see my nice fake boobies. But Christian, thank you for having me. You're such a queen and I love you.
I love you too. And you can come back anytime you want.
I would love that.
Yay. All right, everybody, that's all I have for you this week. So if you like this episode of Thought Topic, make sure you rate us 5 stars, share with a friend, or leave a review. If you want to follow the Thought Topic for more updates on episodes, you can always subscribe and follow us on social media at The Thought Topic, and there's a 0 in thought. If you'd like to follow me, you can find me at Christian Like Dior with 2 R's on Instagram and just 1 on TikTok. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you all next time. Mwah.